In this world, every living being is put in different conditions of life, very specific conditions of life, which are very unique to themselves and oftentimes not much known to other living beings. For example, every one of us, we are situated in a body which has different type of problems and different type of facilities, which are oftentimes not known to many other people. And also, generally, living beings are interested in themselves only, because everyone is worried about their body, their mind, their life, their comforts, their conveniences, their security, and their survival. These are the things everybody worries about. And that is one reason, even if they want to do good to other living beings, they cannot do so much. Sometimes even if somebody is wishing well for others, they may only probably wish well, but they cannot physically, practically help other living beings so much. Like you hear of somebody undergoing dialysis. You know, how much money can you spend on somebody's dialysis? Every month if you have to spend 1 lakh rupees, after some time even a wife or a husband may give up the spouse, you know, that doesn't mean they are heartless. They are practically resourceless. They run out of resources in this world. Similarly, when we get sick, we can feel very lonely. Why? Because the problem that you feel is only known to you, very thoroughly known to you, because you have researched on it very much. But the other living entities may not know so much, nor they may be so much interested, taking so much interest in your specific problem. So that can lead one to loneliness. But the Shastras say, it is only Krishna who takes very keen interest in the life of every living being, being the supreme loving father of every living being. And not only that, somebody may say, I am very interested in you, but how much do they know about us? Whereas Krishna, he knows each and every minutest of the details about every living entity. That is why he is called as Abhijna. Abhijna means, he knows details about us which we do not know even ourselves. Like, you know, how many hairs we have on our head, we don't know, isn't it? And which cell or any particular part of the body is now going to give trouble after 10 years to come, we don't know. And what is happening in different nook and corner of the body, how much do we know? Even externally we don't know, internally we don't know about our own bodies in which we are situated, because our knowledge is very, very limited. And nor do we remember much. 1 week ago, what subject we ate, nobody knows. So, Krishna is all knowledgeable about every living entity, and he knows the deficiencies and defects and problems of living entities. Not only that, we all know what mistakes we commit, and some people may know about it, some people may not know. Some people praise us so much because they don't know what mistakes we do, isn't it? Because they mostly, in this world, word gets around by when one becomes famous. But Krishna knows what good we do, what bad we do, what problems we have, he knows. But he never hates any living being despite his mistakes. Despite his mistake, he is willing to continue to take interest in every living being. That is why the word Mitra is a social friend who, out of social etiquette, keeps friendship. Like, for example, imagine if somebody's marriage takes place, people think out of social etiquette we have to go. It's my duty to go. And these people think it's my duty to go, and those people think it's my duty to receive. Because they also don't want too much crowd. But they have to receive because it's a duty to receive. And these people don't want to go, still they have to go, it's a duty to go. That is actually social etiquette. But a bandhu or relative is little more intimate, because a bandhu is one who takes some interest in you and your worries, joys and sorrows and all. But they also, beyond a certain limit, will give you up. Because they have their own worries, their own family, their own concerns. How much can people worry? Especially in the modern times, you find the relatives and all are becoming too distanced. As the culture is changing, you find actually even if a brother dies, or you know, even if some near relative die, people don't go nowadays. Somebody is in London, somebody is in America, somebody is in Canada, somebody is in India. From you know, they may send a telegram or they may send a mail. I came to know my condolences, and they'll keep quiet after that. Nobody is able to come. So even bandhu, although maybe better than a mitra, it's not considered very intimate. But the suhrat, or the well-wishing friend, or heart-to-heart friend, that word is used by Krishna himself. Suhratam sarva bhutana, he says. I am the heart-to-heart friend of everybody, which means he takes keen interest in every living being. So unless a devotee understands this, one cannot take interest in Krishna at all. Because unless I know Krishna loves me so much, Krishna takes keen interest in me, he knows my problems, he knows my defects, he knows my diseases, he knows my worries, he knows my anxieties, he knows what I am endeavoring for, and he is the ultimate good. Like the word samam bonam. Samam means sum total. Bonam means, you know, all good in which there is no defect. That is called bonam. There, like for example, can your mother ever desire to harm you anytime? Krishna is like that only. You can never expect any harm from him. Even if he kills Putana, or even if he kills some demons, that is also a gesture of his love. Like I heard my spiritual master was saying, Hiranyakashipu was lovingly killed by Lord Narasimha on his lap. I wonder how can somebody lovingly kill a person? He mercifully delivered him from his material body, which was the source of his pride, which was the source of all trouble for him. He relieved him of the trouble. So when we, the two principles, Krishna is my supreme protector, Krishna is my supreme well-wisher, Krishna is my supreme maintainer. These are coming in the sixfold path of surrender. Also, these are also aspects of that. Krishna is my bartha, protector. My company is not my protector, which is giving me salary. But Krishna is giving through the company. And Krishna is giving through so many people. He is my ultimate friend. He is my protector. हरारा का करता नहीं ये भव संसारे ऐसा ही ना हमारा पालना भारा ये कौन तुम्हारा सी पालना भार इज यूज्ड बिकॉज़ मेंटेनिंग समबडी इज अ बर्डन एक्चुअली पर इवन इवन फॉर पेरेंट्स टू मेंटेन चाइल्ड इज बर्डन दे डू फॉर सम इयर्स एंड दे लीव द चाइल्ड नाउ बिकॉज़ नोबडी कैन मेंटेन समबडी फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. And Krishna is giving us bodies and maintaining those bodies for millions of lifetimes. So, actually, unless one thinks deeply about this, then only one can understand that my real swartha is to love and serve Krishna. That is why, nathe vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. If I am really interested in my self-interest, then I should please Krishna. Because if I please him, he will take better care of me than I can take care of myself. Actually, I don't even know how to take care of my body. We all have experience. We overeat and we suffer. You know, people put so many intoxicants into the body. People do so much harm to their own body. They become atmaha. And shariraha also. Shariraha, manha, buddhiha, atmaha, sapuchha. They kill themselves. But Krishna is such a merciful Lord. If you serve him, the way he can take care of you, he can take care of better care of you than you can take care of yourself. So, this is not a theoretical understanding, this is a real fact. And to the degree we align our intelligence with this fact, we can blissfully be satisfied in serving Krishna and keep peaceful, keep quiet. Because there is nothing more to be achieved in this world than loving him and serving him. Everything else is secondary. Because what else are we doing in this world? What are we busy with in this world? Other than loving this person and serving this person. There is nothing more important for us. Because no one is interested in you. You should always remember this. Everyone is interested in themselves only. Krishna is the only one who is interested in every jiva. Because he has created us. He has sent us to this world. He wants us back to his abode. And the devotees of Krishna, they love all living entities. The reason is because they see them as part and parcel of Krishna. Because they know that everybody is a child of Krishna. They don't want to see them suffering. That is why they love them. So that is why they are also counted as Suhrit. Because the pure devotees, they have nothing to give and take with any living entity as such. That's why they don't see anything material. But seeing the living entity's connection to Krishna, they also love every living being. Seeing the plight of living entities, they also suffer. That's why they are paradukha dukhi. And they are trying to see how to make this living entity get connected to Krishna so they can become happy. They work very hard only for that. You see? So, we chant the holy name, it will become lip service if we do not understand these facts. Because chanting cannot be done if our heart is not engaged. Prabhupada writes in one of his writings, he says, if the mouth is chanting but the heart is not engaged, it will only be a lip service. The chanting will not be effective. Why many times devotees, while chanting, they get very frustrated, very tired, they find it very difficult. The reason is we don't know what is Krishna. We don't know who we are. What is our connection? That is why the Sambandha Jnana is given so much importance. So if the Sambandha is known, like people, a boy marries a girl and they say that is Sambandhi family. And then they feel strong connection because Sambandha is there, isn't it? And Sambandha, they go to Sambandhi's home and they come here. They went in connection. So if we don't feel Sambandha with Krishna, then how are we going to keep on calling Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, where are we going to call? If we don't feel any Sambandha. At least we have to know with intelligence. And when intelligence is purified, then when you call the holy name, you know, although I am such a fool, rascal, I cannot chant properly, you know, Krishna will still forgive me. He will accept me. He will accept my calling like a baby's blabbering. But I'll try to improve. Someday, I'll become totally acceptable to Krishna. So these feelings are very important. Harinam Prabhu ki.